You're at Work Radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Good morning. You are right back with me, Gerinda Wet, at Work 107.7. We had some technical gremlins running around in the studio this morning, but we're right back with Captain Eugene Purgeons of the Desert Diamond. Hi, Eugene. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, yourself. Can everyone hear me now?
Everyone can hear you now.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're one of the busiest people I know. And I'm actually so glad that you could join us for an interview, because I know you're running quite a big ship.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And I told you I'm going to make some time for you. So I've seen this moments out aside for you. So I'm ready.
Thank you.
Go.
Much appreciated. You are currently the youngest captain, if I'm correct, on the Desert Diamond, which is the largest fishing trawler in South Africa. This journey started with a dream. Please share that dream.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. It's been a journey, and it started off when after I matriculated in 2003, and then I was recruited in the Port Elizabeth through Oceana to the HR team, and then I started my first trip on board a vessel in 2004, in April the 4th, I will never forget it, when I started joining this vessel.
Wow.
I started off working as a normal factory worker, and then I worked my way through the ranks, and then 29, I became captain on board a vessel, and I'm still currently the captain. It's been quite a journey. It's been a huge sacrifice that I had to make. I was still young, not knowing anything, nog, soos hulle sê, nog baie nat achter die oore.
Ja, dat is hoore oud.
Ek weet van die leven nie.
O, jy hoore oud jy was?
Ek was 18 jaar oud toe ek see toe kom. So ek het absoluut niks geken van die leven nie. En dit was een aanpassing en een groot uitdaging vir my. En ek het hier gedruk, ek het hier baie omstandighede gegaan, hier baie verdrukking, en daar was tye wat ek voel ek kan het nie meer maak hier, en ek wil opgee, en ek het sommer een keer dat ek gehuil in my cabin, en het my gesjaal gesê, ek moet net deerdruk, en maar net aanhoudend gebleib het, en die vader op my man het die kracht gegeen om elke dag deer te gaan, en vandag kan ek sê, ek is die spijt hier, vir wat ek deer gemaakt het hier, en ek het net beter gekom op einde van die dag, so is alles ook te danken aan God, dat hy vir my ook deer gedruk het, en ook die kracht gegeen het om boe uit te kan kom op einde van die dag. So, dit was een groot uitdaging, en ek het soos gesê dat ek het baie verdrukking gehad hier, baie omstandighede gegaan, en baie alleen gevoel sommige kere van, soos en weet ek, ons is verlang tye weg van ons familie af, ons is vir tye lang tye op die see, en ons werk op is een van die gevaarlikste beroepe wat jy ook kan kry, ek meen, as ons uitgaan, weet ons nie of ons weer gaan terugkom nie, ons gaan hier op baie storms weer, en baie omstandighede ook aan boord, maar is ook een goeie geleentheid, en ook een voorreg, you know, om op see te werk, en op so'n goed stuk te werk. So ek geniet het definitief, en waar ek vandag is, kan ek net sê dankie aan ons hemelse vader, vir die geleentheid, en dat ek bo uitgekom het.
Wow. Ja, nee, dit is a journey op sy eie, en die sacrifices wat jy van praat, en the one thing, you had a dream, you were interviewed a few years ago by IOL, if I'm correct. The story there was, you had a dream, and that is what captured my mind, that the heading of the story. You had a dream and you were young, and someone out there, you know, this is an at work show, because for people that are looking for work, etc., and have work and are skilled, but you never got on that ship being skilled at all. You you walked on that ship and you started at the bottom and you had a dream. What can you share, what mentality? You know, people always think it's easy, yeah, going on the ship, then they think big money, and it's not like that at all. Because where you start at the bottom. So what mentality does it take to be on a ship, to live in a cabin, to live in such close quarters, you know, with fellow workers? Like, you guys have quite a big ship, so you're in each other's face and everything. What mentality does it take? What mindset? Yeah,
to be honest, it's really challenging, and you know, we all have dreams, and you know, for dreams to come true, it's possible. Nothing is impossible in life. Enigiets is moontlik as jy net dedicated is en jy fokus net op dit wat jy wil bereik in die lewe. So alles sommige kere lyk dinge vir ons moeilik en omstandighede wat ons het en verdrukking wat ons deurmaak, seens vir onsself, ons sal die bo kan uitkom, maar dit hang alles van jouself af, wat jy van dit gemaak. En ek kan self uit ondervinding het paard van, ek weet ook op die skip kom, het ek absoluut niks geken nie. Ek het niks geweet van tot nul toe het ek absoluut niks geweet van die skip, wat ek moet doen, waar ek moet gaan nie. So ek sê, ek was 18 jaar oud en ek was onervaren gewees, en ek het van onderaf begin en ek het myself aangepas. Ons het soos een familie bekom, allemaal die bemanning op die skip. So dit was een groot aanpassing gewees, en ek is dankbaar van die manne wat ek saamie begin het, is ek eindelijk die enigste ene nog oor wat saam aan my begin het. So al die ander manne het uitgedui en hulle kon nie, you know, die pans vat, om het so te sê, want het was baie harde werk. Daar was tye wat ons, you know, is harde werk wat ons moes gedoen het, en op een of die dag, soos ek gesê het, daar was tye wat ek gehuil het en vir myself gesê het, maar ek kan nie meer nie, en ek het net deurgedruk. So dit is niks is onmoontlik in die lewe nie. Het hang net van jouself af wat jy van het gaan maak. En is allemaal net die perspektief, weet ek weet, dinge is nie makkelijk, is makkelijk gesê as gedaan. So dit hang specifiek, you know, hang het van die persoon af self, maar vir my, in my ervaring, weet ek, dit is nie makkelijk, maar op een of die dag is het moontlik. As jy net vir jouself doelwitte uitsit en sê, ek wil dit een dag bereik, en dan jy fokus net op dit, en dan en jy moet nie nog achter gehoor aangaan, en, you know, stereotype, en is baie dinge, you know, op die skepe, en die naam wat ons is, allemaal is elke dag saam, die ene is kinder, die ene is kinder, en ons praat van mekaar, want dit is wat gebeur, en jy moet net nie vir jouself laat beïnvloed met sulke dinge nie. So ek was geblei fokus, al was tye wat het, you know, ek het geval, maar ek het weer opgestaan. So ek het nie geblei nie, so ons moet net opstaan en weer vorentoe beweeg, want soos ek sê, dit is nie makkelijk, maar nogmaals is het moontlik, en ook met die helft van onze vader is enig iets moontlik. Ek geloof het definitief aan. So, dit is wat ek
kan
sê op jou vraag.
Baie dankie, ek het nou nog gelag van die skinner story. So die manne op die skip hou ook van skinner.
Ja, nee, hulle is erger as Zuid-Oost en Siewende Lang.
Oeie, nou. Ek het sommer voor ek verder gaan, Patty November sê, hi Gino, lekker om jou stem te hoor. En
Vincent, ja, baie dankie.
Vincent sê, hi Green, glad to you're my captain on KC today. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Ek is baie dankbaar vir die geleentheid.
Ja, en dan wil ek vir jou so nog een laaste twee vraagies. Die Didi Form, die Desert Diamond forms part of Oceana Group, which is the home of Lucky Star. Ek wil net tussen hakjes met Lucky Star in Zuid-Ooste. Ek wonder of Borg Lucky Star van Zuid-Ooste. Dis so, by the way. Want daar's drie blikkies Lucky Star wat bly geadvertise word op Zuid-Ooste.
Ja, daar in my moena se huis.
In my moena se huis. Ja. Laaste keer was daar 6 blikkies Lucky Star.
Ja, sy het moes 3 gebruik.
Ek moes hy vraag vry, jammer, man. But anyway, Lucky Star forms part of Oceana Group, which is the home of Lucky Star. Were you offered any opportunities through the company to get where you are today? And connected to that question is there opportunities for young people or people that want to pursue a career in on the at sea? Does your company offer that?
There's no, definitely the company does offer it, and Oceana played a big role in my entire career. And I'm honestly thankful because they've sent me for all my training all over the years. And it's not only myself, it's also the rest of the crew on board the vessel. And so there is, you know, training and development that takes place on board for our crew and also for youngsters who's out there who's seeking employment. So Oceana, they do give employment to youngsters. We also have a training facility that's located in Oudtshoorn. I know there's also at least fortunate to provide training and giving youngsters opportunity, you know, to start a career at sea. So Oceana, I must say, they honestly played a big role in my entire career whilst from I started off my journey in 2004 up until now. So honestly, I can't, you know, express my thankfulness, my gratitude towards them, because they've done actually a lot for me, and I'm thankful for the entire career and the journey that they've been with me and supporting me and placing the trust in me to become the captain on board the vessel.
Wow.
So there's a lot of opportunities, especially at sea, and also not only sea base, is also opportunities land base, and there's vacancies. So the youngsters out there who's looking for employment, they can go on to the company's website where they normally advertise vacancies and so on. So there are definitely opportunities, and the company is also willing, you know, to invest and send youngsters for training. So there are career opportunities out there. So it's all, you know, just to go online and make an application, and if there's a vacancy available, you will be employed.
Wow, that is so great, especially if you're down and out and you're listening out there to this interview. Please take heed and do not sit and be in despair. You really one great person regarding inspiration and dedication and many things, and I salute you, and it was an honor for me to have you on my program today. And just a shout out to Gino from Lola. Lovely to hear your voice. And let me say that means a word for you fans for it. Yenny Perl.
Nee, ek wil net sê baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Dit is 'n grote voorreg vir my en 'n eer, en ek is baie dankbaar, eerlikwaar. En ek wil net dankie sê aan KC Radio 107.7 vir die geleentheid, en julle doen 'n movie se job om dit so te sê. Well done. Bye, thank you guys.
Dankie. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was Captain Eugene Burgess, one of the youngest captains for Desert Diamond Fishing Trawler, the largest fishing vessel in South Africa, part of the Oceana Group. I will give you website details. I'll try and put it on our WhatsApp line. So you heard, there is opportunities. That is what Step Up Tuesday is for. Step up for success. You know, do not be in despair. There's ways and help coming your way.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.